And the long-awaited financial regulations bill moved right up to the finish line this morning. The Senate has overcome Republican efforts to block the bill. 60 votes were needed to put the bill to a final vote in the Senate and to send the measure to the president's desk. But as NPR's Audie Cornish reports, agreement has been hard to come by in this debate.
22 months ago, the government's financial overseers came to Congress on bended knee, asking for $700 billion to save the financial system.
It pains me. It pains me tremendously to have the American taxpayer be put in this position.
That's former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson in 2008 on NBC's Meet the Press. That year, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle pledged a bipartisan effort to revamp the system so taxpayers wouldn't have to go through it all again, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Now more than ever is the time to rise above politics and to work together.
Almost 2 years later, there is a bill, one that, among other things, would expand the powers of the banking regulators so they could do a better job dealing with potential problems without inducing panic. But little was achieved in the way of bipartisanship.
I think what happened on financial regulation is the bill stayed on the far left and therefore was not, in the end, appealing to most of my members.
Three Republicans pledged support for the measure, just a few more than zero, the number who supported the contentious health care bill earlier this year. But with public outcry against Wall Street, Senate sponsor Chris Dodd thought this bill wouldn't face the same hurdles.
If the procedural roadblocks are no different than the legislation that was conducted without any of the civility, with any of out of the cooperation and inclusiveness of this, then why? What's the lesson to the next major bill?
Lawmakers may not have to wait too long to figure out what those lessons were. A clean energy bill, the next big piece of the Obama administration's agenda, is coming up fast. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.